Welcome to the Jeremy Mullins podcast, where we take a deep dive into different educational topics to help you optimize your life. I am Jeremy, your host. Today, I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Reno.
How's it going, sir?
In the flesh.
That's right.
In the flesh. Well, on the other end of the screen. There we go.
Yeah, over Zoom in the flesh.
Over Zoom in the flesh. But hey, it's good to be back on. I'm good to, or excited to hit a couple of topics today as we cover down on some of the most common things that we think are, I don't want to say hot topics, you know, but that are out there, right? Like, or that we're experiencing in our life or in our circle of people around us. So, and one of the most common questions I've gotten, because we just started a new, you know, transformation challenge in the first format, we do one every quarter. It's kind of how my coaching kind of goes. I always tell people, you know, kind of coaching like basically quarters, right? I look at my education coming out and starting very simple in the beginning, getting a little bit more complex as we go, because we do four challenges a year. So I kind of teach in a dynamic of quarters, right? Even though I take on clients at any time, that's just kind of how I've built my education system. But we got an influx of new people. And you were asking me, you know, over text, like, hey, what's the number one question you're getting? And I think the number one question that has come through is like, should I fast, right? Or is fasting okay on this program? And it really got us, you know, talking like, hey, we should probably cover down on, okay, what is the definition of fasting? Like, is fasting a faster way to achieve fat loss? And should someone do it, right? Now, with that being said, we're not going to take up a really long time with the topic of fasting because we want to do one separate to maybe take a deep dive into, okay, hey, if you fast for 12 hours, here's what's occurring in the body. If you fast for 24 hours, here's what's occurring. Or even up to like yours, you did long. Did you make it always 72 hours when you're doing a longer one?
I did 72 hours, but at 36 hours, I did break a little bit of the calorie deficit. I did and consume 350 calories at 36 hours.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. We can dive into like some of the different fasts that are out there, whether it be a water fast, whether it be some people use bone broth during the fast, like, once again, a lot of definitions that are out there, right? But I think first and foremost, when we look at the term fasting, what I want everyone to understand is technically everyone fasts. And what I mean by that is your consumption of calories at the end of the day will technically start a fast, right? So you're fasting after that dinner into the night until you wake up the next day and you consume calories to break the fast. And that's where the term breakfast comes from, right? So if you think of the term breakfast, you're breaking the fast. So to a degree, everyone fasts, but for most people, that window is not super long, right? And I would argue there, like as a society, you know, if we looked at, you know, 60 years and we went back 60 years ago, I would say on average, right? And this is just a Jeremy Mullins opinion. On average, we fast less now than we did 60 years ago, right? And that goes hand in hand with maybe we're not sleeping as much, right? Maybe people are eating dinner later than they ever have, right? They're snacking before bed. They're waking up having an energy drink first thing. Like, I think it's just the lifestyle of people have changed in the last 60 years. Therefore, there's not much of a window where they're not eating, right? People are staying up later, you know, burning a candle at both ends, whatever the case may be. So that's my just, not that I was here 60 years ago, but just my opinion and view of that. So I just want people to know, like, hey, you might not think about it, but you actually do a fasting period every single day.
Yeah. And it's easy to come to a conclusion. Like, look, I mean, 60 years ago, I mean, go back, let's call it 100 years ago. We're getting into a little bit more than 100 years ago, but like electricity, like you were eating when the sun was going down. Obviously, when we came up with electricity, you're still eating around that same time frame. Even go back 60 years ago, you're probably still eating, maybe a little bit later at this point. But now today's society is burn the midnight oil, wake up super early, do whatever you need to do early. Sleep is actually on the lower end of the priority list. So
yeah,
everyone is eating earlier and later.
Right. And if you think about the change in time, like summer versus winter, right? So yeah, you're staying out in the field, you're working longer when the days are longer and you'd have dinner a little bit later, right? Versus when the sun would go down, you would come in, you'd have dinner because you didn't have light, right? So yeah, I think that's something that, you know, if we really take a step back and look at it, and that could go into, okay, why we have higher obesity rates, right? Are we, not fasting as for as long as we used to, or is it just because we're having more calories than, we did, 100 years ago, right? But
Yeah.
I always just like to do that definition because I think a lot of people, especially in this day and age, people are getting their education from, things like podcasts, things like social media, that type of stuff. And you will see people out there, just ramping up talking about one thing, right? We see it a lot with like fasting, and you used a great one with Dana White, right? Doing a fasting. And what I called about his interview, and this is nothing against like him personally or anything like that, but it talked about like what he was doing. But what I called more than anything is what he stopped doing, right? Because he was like, well, I'm not drinking, every day, every more or anymore. I'm not getting, or I'm getting good sleep. It was like, oh, okay, maybe it's not, the fasting that you're doing ever so often, or the special, water that you're doing, or whatever the case is. Maybe it's the fact that you're not drinking every day, you're getting sleep, you stop eating fast food, and you're eating better, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing I always want people to keep in mind is, there's not this one magical thing that is going to get you to your goal. And in this specific case, fasting, for example, in my opinion, is not a faster way to produce fat loss, right? It still is going to come down to the base principles of, hey, you're consuming the optimal amount of protein that works for you to maintain your muscle tissue, or even gain muscle tissue while you're in this caloric deficit to produce the fat loss, right? So I still think it comes down to that calories and protein inside of your game plan, which can include fasting, or it doesn't have to include fasting, from that aspect. So when people are always asking, like, hey, should I fast? I'm like, hey, it is a 100% totally up to you. It is not going to get you to your goal faster.
Right, yeah. And I think you're on this side too, is the thing I experienced and read up on before I did mine was it's a tool. It's not a thing to, oh, I should lose weight on this. It's, hey, I've been following this plan for X and X weeks and maybe things are plateauing. It's a great way to break a plateau because you're entering ketosis roughly. I think I started hitting it at like 16-hour mark, about 20-hour mark. And then you start seeing like the pounds come down. But I didn't lose an exorbitant amount of weight, and even look at Dana White, he lost about 20-ish pounds in that 7-day period. But it's way more of a tool than a way to lose weight, because you're just going to gain the weight back when you start eating again.
Correct. Just like any other short term, right? Now, it doesn't mean that you can't use fasting as a tool, as a lifestyle, right? So you hear intermittent fasting, which means, hey, maybe you're just going to push your eating window back, right? So going back to what we talked about earlier, 60 years ago, 100 years ago, maybe you eat dinner early, right? So you're going to have dinner at 4 or 5 o'clock when the kids get home, or you pick the kids up, right? But then they got soccer practice, football practice, softball practice, fill in the blank. So all you're going to do is move your dinner to earlier in the evening versus late at night when you get home, right? So you have that dinner at 4:30 versus having dinner at 8. Then you keep breakfast at the same time you have it the next day. Boom, you've increased your fasting window, okay? Maybe you're an individual that you're not hungry first thing in the morning, right? So you get up. Once again, maybe you get up, you go for a walk, right? You read the paper, news, whatever your morning routine is, come in, get the kids ready for school, get them off for school. And then instead of having, once again, that breakfast at 5:30 when you're getting up, you're waiting until the day kind of starts at 9 o'clock or when you get to the office, right? Just kind of using some examples that fit, quote unquote, what my routines are, right? So that's a way too that you can, quote, make a fasting window bigger. Okay. Technically today, crazy, I fasted. Not on purpose, more of just a busy morning, right? So kids got up, they had pictures, this morning, school pictures. So a little extra time getting them together, getting them rocking and rolling. Then I had a phone call that I had to take early. So I just went outside, took the phone call while I was walking, came back in. Then the dog has to go for the walk, right? So it's just, this back and forth, busy morning. Got in, did my messages, answered all those. And then next thing I know, it's lunchtime, right? And we had our podcast scheduled for lunch today. So I grabbed some granola. I've been doing some of these Nature Own granola bars. They're in the green pack for those that, if you're a visual person. So I've been taking those and actually mixing with a protein shake. So taking the granola as a what I would consider a starchy, good carbohydrate source, and then adding the protein to it and having it almost like a cereal. So it kind of gives me that crunch, but I get my protein in. So that's what I had. Just had an extra scoop of protein to make it 60 grams of protein, and that's where I'm at for the day, right? So that's a way too, is it can just happen naturally if you wanted to, from that aspect, or you can work it in a couple of days a week, right? So that's the thing I want people to understand is if you feel good by doing it, yes, use it as a tool, but don't think it's going to be a faster way to get you there just because you're quote unquote fasting.
Say we're not doing intermittent fasting. Say we're doing something like what I did, 72 hours, or maybe a little bit longer. And I know it's actually kind of hard. Shockingly, it's hard to find online of what should I do before I start my fast, and then how should I break my fast. And I know you do it slowly, but what's your recommendation on like, hey, this is my last meal before I go on a 3-5 day fast, and then how should I actually break that fast?
Yeah, so when we start getting into the longer fast, like definitely I would say, hey, you need if there's any medical conditions, I wouldn't fast long. That's just me saying, like, hey, this is for educational purposes only, not to go out and do it, right? But getting into the longer fast, there are some benefits out of that. And I think that's where we do need to dedicate a episode to like, okay, what are the benefits that come out of 24, 48, 72 hours? I think a lot of those are on the mental side of things. A lot of those could be on the recovery side of things. I am in the camp of, hey, if we're going to fast that long, it needs to include some electrolytes, some salt, some, of course, water, that type of stuff, throughout the process. And then I would break it kind of slowly, with healthy food, right? So getting back to what I promote as far as protein and produce, so for me, it would probably be berries. And a protein source, right? Now you could go veggies. I'm giving you what I would personally do. So I would stick it to, kind of the basics, probably do either ground beef and berries or chicken breast and berries and let that be breaking the fast, right? Because we've seen this in a lot of people who fast, even if it's for 16 hours, 18 hours, 24 hours or longer fast, when they break it, they end up overeating. So the amount of calories that they consume because they let that pendulum swing back the other way, it offsets the fasting they did anyway from a caloric standpoint,
Right.
right? So that's something to kind of keep in mind. But yeah, if you're asking me specifically, like, hey, Jeremy, what would you recommend, to break that, fast? I would always say, protein and produce, right? Keeping the carbohydrate load relatively low for putting the protein forward inside of that meal.
Is there like a cold turkey, like I'm done eating tonight, I'm starting tomorrow, or should there be a runoff leading into it?
No, I don't think, I mean, because a lot of times we'll have clients like, fast a little bit if they go and have, like, for example, a birthday party or they have a few drinks, right? Because people ask all the time, like, is there a cleanse that I recommend? And there's not a cleanse I recommend. Your body's pretty good at cleansing itself, right? Fast. Like, that's how, water fast will do that. So a lot of times, there's not something I would tell people to plan to do. It would just be kind of the same thing, like protein and veggie meal, at that last meal, making sure that we are heavy on the protein leading into the fast would be something if someone was asking specifically what to do. But a lot of times I will have people kind of fast just if like they just eat bad, right? They go and it's a weekend that they're out of town, they're traveling, like there was open, I know a lot of the opening days were baseball was recently, so they have some hot dogs, some, whatever. Then sometimes that's good just, for a couple of different reasons. And here's another benefit of fasting. It gives the GI system a rest, right? So if you eat something that inflames your gut, you're bloated, that type of stuff, then not eating for a period of time can give the body's ability time to recover the gut biome for that aspect. So that, once again, if someone was coming in, asking that specifically, it would probably be protein and veggies, or protein and berries once again as their last meal going into it. But a lot of times, once again, we do recommend this fast after a quote unquote weekend or a few days of not eating really good.
Yeah. A little bit about my, I know we'll have a whole nother thing, but the things that I did experience were like at the 24, a 30 hour mark, extreme, like pretty hardcore headaches. And then that was the most extreme thing. And then a little bit of like upset stomach. But outside of that, I felt amazing. Day four, or sorry, day ending day two. Or halfway through day two, ending day two, going into day three, I had like an extreme high. It was like I was on pre-workout the whole day. I did an entire like CrossFit workout with one of our people that we know, and then did a whole nother workout. It was like I couldn't stop working out. The energy level was so high, and my sleep was phenomenal.
And when we talk like the endorphins and the release, all that, I think, that would be something we could go into great. And as far as the benefits out of it, right? And just some quick overview benefits, because once again, my role and our role with this podcast is not to come on here and say, hey, should you fast, right? Or should you not fast? It's just provide you with the information and let you make the educated decision whether you do it, right? But you mentioned earlier, like being able to get into nutritional ketosis. So if someone wanted to go keto, low carbohydrate or a keto-based plan works well with fasting, right? Because if you fast, you're not providing yourself with any of those carbohydrates for a given period of time. It's kind of easier to get into a nutritional ketosis, right? So you could use fasting as a tool if you are keto, and then maybe you fall off on track once again on a weekend. You could use fasting to get back into keto faster. Boom, that's how you can use keto for a tool. You can use it as a tool by pushing your window down, right? So if you're a fat kid at heart like me, and you like to eat larger meals and a more volume at one time, yes, then maybe you do where you do the intermittent fasting every day and you push breakfast back, so that way, you can have more calories and more volume of food at one time. That's a way that you could use fasting inside of your program, as a tool. Okay. Yes, has it been shown to help with decreasing insulin resistance? 100%. But I would argue that the reason you're decreasing insulin resistance is because you're lowering that total carbohydrate load for the day because you are fasting, right? But does it that make it easier? 100%. So those are just some things that, like, okay, yes, fasting, can be utilized from that aspect. And I do like to actually, if I am briefing, so if I have to give a brief, whether that's a military brief or like I just spoke at the NSCA conference in Missouri a few weeks ago, if I'm giving a brief where I feel like I need to be on point, a lot of times I will fast if it's in the morning hours. Like if that brief is, anytime before noon or noon one, like that, I will go ahead and fast, just because I feel like I personally feel better. It's something I've always done. Now, it could just be, once again, that's how I feel. There are going to be no science behind it. But for me, if I eat though, sometimes I might feel sluggish a little bit. Okay. And we've talked about this on the podcast before. I'm always a big fan of not doing food before my workouts, so I just feel better. So once again, those are ways that fasting can be, to a degree used. And what we'd want to do in the future is take a deep dive, into, okay, hey, here are some benefits out of fasting at certain time frames. Cause I think that's important, right? I just want to clear up that my opinion is it's not a quicker way to fat loss, right? Just because you fast doesn't mean that you're going to utilize body fat more or you're going to lose weight, right? It's using it as a tool to help you control your overall caloric intake, along with making sure you optimize your protein intake to the day, is where it can be used as that tool.
And you mentioned you just feel more clear if you fast in the morning before something big or something more important. How important is that mental aspect of like I just feel better or I think I feel better more so than just the act of doing it? Like it's not science backed, but like if you feel better, then do it. Is that kind of
100%. I always say, we're studies of one, right? And then that's where a lot of this nutritional information that's out there, a lot of people get emotionally attached to, right? Because if you're doing something, you feel good, and then someone says, well, that's trash or that's no good. Like that's where that emotion comes out of it, right? So I try to remove that out as an educator and let people know, like, hey, I'm not against fasting, right? As we did today, we defined that, hey, technically we all fast. It's just how long do we fast? Is what is in question. And then how do we use it as a tool? Hey, here's some ways that it can help you, be successful in your journey, right? And then, once again, we can get into how, once again, it can allow the hut or sorry, the hut to heal, the gut, to heal, right? We could talk about like how it's been shown to increase like actually, healing of muscle tissue and the entire body, in some of those longer fasts. Or what you were explaining, kind of what you felt, right? Just the mental aspect and sleeping much better, that type of stuff. So those are some benefits out of it. And I wouldn't be against like, if someone came in and said, hey, Jeremy, I really want to do a longer fast, every so often. I would not be against coaching someone like that. I would be, hey, I'm totally good with that. I want to make sure that we are, as we mentioned earlier, providing some electrolytes, some water during that period, but I would be totally fine working that into someone's game plan if they chose to do it.
That's the most thing that I felt comfortable with, and I recommend if you are on the app and you have Jeremy as a advisor or whoever is your advisor, is I just created a notes app on my phone and collaborated with him. And I would just take my, I take like three photos every few hours and say how I was feeling, my heart rate, my weight, and all this stuff, how much water I consumed. And then you gave feedback on like, hey, how are you feeling? Hey, maybe do a little bit more salt. Maybe do, you just gave me a little bit tweaks here and there. And I found that to be just a little bit more anxiety off my back because you were able to tell me like, hey, either stop or keep going or do this.
Well, and I think, the other, aspect of looking at it from that perspective, like having a game plan, going into it is like why you're doing it, right? What are the benefits I'm seeing out of this? How am I feeling? Is it working for me? But it also builds a little bit of discipline, right? Because I think a lot of people, nowadays, like you realize like, man, I drank a little water and I'm no longer hungry. So was that a hunger cue or was that a thirst cue? Right. Like, so I think it, once again, it does have its benefits. I do not, want to, for anybody that's out there fasting, like, yes, cool. We can work it into your routine. But the biggest thing, when you were asking me offline, like, hey, what are you seeing is people that are asking like, hey, is fasting allowed on this program or is fasting, without just knowing what is the definition of fasting, what are the benefits from it? Is it a tool? Is it a diet? That type of stuff. So, I think that's the ultimate goal today, just kind of scratch the surface, let people know that, hey, it is not necessarily meaning you're going to achieve your goal as fat loss faster, but it could definitely be a tool that can help. And there's definitely some benefits out of doing some longer fast periodically, that extend beyond, once again, just fat loss.
All good.
Awesome, guys. Well, we appreciate you as always. If you do have any questions on fasting, feel free to shoot them over. Once again, we do have on our list to do a deeper dive into it and kind of list out like, hey, this is what's occurring in your body at this time frame. Here are the benefits you should see. Just for those that want to, try it out, want to experiment with it, and see how it works. Okay. We appreciate your guys' continued support. Remember, thank our partners in this unofficial partner First Form. So if you're interested in any supplements and have any questions, let me know. But also our partners, Summit and Greenup Wealth, they've been awesome in helping us get this off the ground and rolling forward. So if you need a free consult with them, make sure you guys look at the show notes. We'll have the links in there. And we appreciate you guys for listening.
All right, see you guys.